Mighty Arms do.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
All right, we're back here. Good morning.
October 23rd going on. Man, the fog just come rolling in. Every time that happens, I want to start talking with a British accent, but I'm not going to put you through that. It's just beyond annoying. All right, we got to get Thursday going here with our favorite historian, Janet Gage-Linian. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
You've got a great topic today. You came in, you told me what it was, and yep. I'm going, okay, now I'm fired up. I'm going to let you break it. Go ahead.
Well, it's like, where do I start with this topic? Because it's so huge, mm-hmm. and it's going to be a lot of recalling, people are going to have memories, and that's good,
you right?
know, because I think we all can identify.
This
with
is this. Something that I would say everybody grew up with.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So our topic today is Jell-O.
Jell-O.
Right. And you're thinking, well, how did you get to Jell-O? Well, Jell-O's been around for like 125 years.
Yeah.
And I always go back 100 years to, you know, 1925. What was going on then? So that's what I did. And I found that Jell-O had a sugar-free, 1925 sugar-free product, and it was called Deserta, D and then the dash, Z-E-R-T-A.
Deserta.
Yes.
Was this a precursor to Jell-O?
No, it was part of that whole line.
Part of the whole thing, okay,
yes.
But just sugar-free.
Right,
okay.
Right, in 25. And it stayed around for quite a while, but it went away in 1984 when Jell-O actually put their own product that was called Jell-O.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it was part, Deserta was part of the family, but they came up with sugar-free Jell-O in 1984.
Okay.
So, anyway, when you start talking Jell-O, it's just crazy. I mean, there's a museum in New York, way on the east side of New York.
A Jell-O museum.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Yeah. So then you start thinking, well, here, let me give you this little information about the cost of Jell-O in 1925, because that might help us a little bit with a, you know.
I'm sure it was very inexpensive.
It was.
I don't want to say cheap, because in advertising, they always tell us never say cheap.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm looking for it. I had to get my glasses here.
Yep, I got to find it again, too.
Okay, there's a lot in this red owl ad.
Yes, there is.
Okay.
We have pineapple. Jell-O is on the left side.
Left side. Okay.
Right under brooms.
Right under the brooms.
Yep.
Okay.
Little thing.
Right down there.
It's Jell-O.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
Yep.
I was in the wrong column.
Yep. Yep.
25 cents.
Right.
Okay.
So it was kind of inexpensive. And, you know, a lot of people could make it. You know, kids could make it. And, you know, it was pretty much a family favorite.
25 cents, and you could get strawberry, orange, raspberry, cherry, and lemon flavors.
Yes.
But no lime yet.
No, not till 1930.
Okay. Eight packages for 25
cents. Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
You can make a lot of Jell-O with eight packages.
And they had some really good advertising. Here's one of their advertisements. And it claimed that it was America's most famous dessert.
So easy to prepare that even children can make it.
Yes.
I could pull this off. I did pull this off. That and grilled cheese.
Yeah.
There you go. That was from 1925.
It was.
Okay.
Yeah. And then this is a copy of the ad from 1925, which was the Deserta box.
Deserta in orange flavor.
Yes. And it was part of the General Foods Corporation, because a lot of those, you know, they would buy and sell parts of different companies and, mm-hmm. you know, put it under their name. But
I love this. Low calorie for Weight Watchers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because it was sugar-free. Dietary gelatin dessert.
Yep.
Deserta.
Right. And so then you start with, well, was Jell-O a salad or a dessert?
Mm.
Depends who you ask.
Defining your terms, yeah.
Yeah, and then you say, then if you ask people that question, they're like, well, it depends what you put in it.
When did that start, the idea of putting things into Jell-O?
That was us. We, the Americans, we didn't, you know, nobody else did that.
We couldn't just have Jell-O. We had to get creative.
Right, right. And so there are a number of things that people have put into Jell-O and made it something else. So they tell me if you put shredded carrots and celery and cottage cheese, it's a salad.
Okay.
If you put fruit and nuts, then it becomes a dessert.
It's a shapeshifter. I love it.
And then it depends, too, if you put whipped cream on top. It's still in the dessert family. But if you put mayonnaise on the top, then it's part of the salad. I found a recipe where someone made a chef salad in Jell-O. And I thought, that sounds awful.
Wow.
Yeah. So then you look at, well, what are the things that people put into Jell-O?
Okay.
So some people don't put anything into Jell-O.
Just plain Jell-O.
Yes.
That's what I was used to when I was a kid.
And then people tell me, well, I take whipped cream and my mixer, and I mix it up, and I have whipped cream in the Jell-O. So it's kind of a lumpy dessert kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't put anything else in it. Okay.
I think when my mother was living on the edge, she put bananas in the Jell-O.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bananas, mandarin oranges.
Mandarin oranges. Yeah, that was the other one.
And I think fruit cocktail.
Okay.
Probably were some of the top things that people put in. That's what my mom always put
right.
fruit cocktail in with heavy sauce, but she drained that out first.
We had carrot lime Jell-O a lot over at St. Mary's in Breck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then you go to the hospital, and what do you have?
Mm-hmm.
Jell-O.
Jell-O.
Because it's easy to digest, and it gives you a little energy. Marshmallows.
Marshmallows, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then some people layer their Jell-O to make it look green and white and red and
all different kind of colors. Yeah,
kind of the most unusual thing that I found in my research that people put in Jell-O is tuna.
Oh,
I know.
Oh, yeah. You just put spam in it, for crying out loud.
Tuna was odd.
Tuna's strange.
Yes, like I couldn't get into that one very much. So in 1985, we finally have the sugar-free Jell-O.
Okay.
And that was it came out in 84, but we didn't have it here till 85. And this was from Bob's Fairway.
Bob's Fairway. You could get two packages for $1.09.
Yep.
Hmm.
So you went from eight packages for a quarter to two packages, you know.
The times they are a-changing.
Yes. And then in 1986, Econofoods came along. And they were offering Jell-O as well.
Four for one, limit four on the gelatin Jell-O.
Right.
Yeah.
And those were the 3-ounce ones. Now, I would get, or 4-ounce, I guess that, food pantries would probably use a lot of Jell-O.
Right.
And there was that jingle that was on the radio where they sang J-E-L-L-O.
J-E-L-L-O.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So they did a really good job of advertising. And then, you know, Tupperware came along and made some molds for Jell-O.
Yeah.
So it's nonstop.
Well, can we continue this next week? This was fun. I like reminiscing about this.
Did you?
We can talk more Jell-O next week or whatever else you can dig up.
Well, next Thursday is a special day of the year.
Okay.
So I'm kind of prepared for that. But we can continue Jell-O, too.
You got it.
All right.
Janet Gagelin, always great having you in here talking Wapton history and just all sorts of things. Love reminiscing with you. A lot of people love hearing it, too.
Good to be here.
All right. It's 8:18 here at the Voice of the Valley. Morning Zoo with Zoo Director Kathy Dickman up next.
Innovation is transforming sugar beet farming. At Beta Seed, we're using advances in science to optimize the potential of every seed you plant. Our state-of-the-art breeding and testing process takes up to 10 years. It's the only way to ensure the hybrid your Beta Seed rep recommends has the best traits to manage disease and drive yields for this region and your farm. It's what we call next-gen breeding for next-gen.